Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today we'll be looking at the swing bands of Gene Krupa, Andy Kirk, Woody Herman, Jimmy Dorsey with singer Helen O'Connell, Les Brown and Benny Goodman with Martha Tilton doing the vocals. Drummer Gene Krupa, along with Benny Goodman, did much to help break the color barrier in music. They were the first white musicians to schedule a concert with black players, Lionel Hampton and Teddy Wilson. Then Krupa hired the famous trumpeter Roy Eldridge in 1941. Krupa got into a fist fight with a restaurant owner who refused to serve Eldridge. Krupa was arrested and fined $10. Three pieces are lined up by the Krupa band: Drum Boogie, Full Dress Hop, and then Irene Day singing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
You see the drummer stomping. Drum boogie, drum boogie.
Drum boogie.
It really is a killer. Drum boogie, drum boogie. The drum.
Thank you.
He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless a bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Andrew Dewey Kirk was born in Newport, Kentucky in 1898, but grew up in Denver, Colorado. He learned to play the saxophone under Paul Whiteman's father. In 1929, he was playing in Terrence Holder's Dark Clouds of Joy, but Holder disappeared suddenly because of financial irregularities. The band voted to carry on and elected Kirk as the new leader. He renamed the orchestra the 12 Clouds of Joy and moved the band to Kansas City. Kirk kept this band going until 1948. He remained in music for a while, but eventually switched to hotel management and real estate. He passed away in 1992 at age 94. Here's the Kirk Orchestra with Bearcat Shuffle, a lot of sax appeal, that's S-A-X, and then Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn's The Lady Who Swings the Band, featuring the piano work of the famous Mary Lou Williams, the lady who did swing this band. Thank you.
Kansas City, there's a pretty gal named Mary Lou, and she plays the piano in a manner that is all too new. Here of late she's playing with a band. Let me tell you of this baby and the baby grand. When you hear a hot jumbo, who's the power behind the mold? It's the lady who swings the band. When you hear the saxes ride, who's the reason why they glide? It's the lady who swings the band. When the rhythm section gives you action, the lady at the keys is the main attraction, who makes dancers on the floor beat their feet and yell for more. It's the lady who swings the band. Kansas City Mary Lou. She's the lady who swings her. She's the lady who swings her. She's the lady who swings her band. She's the lady who swings her band.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Show. Woody Herman led jazz bands for over 50 years, from 1936 until he passed away in 1987. I've got three live performances by Woody Herman's Second Herd from the Hollywood Palladium in 1948, The Good Earth, The Goof and I, and Marianne McCall singing There'll Be Some Changes Made.
Our dancing gets underway, Woody Herman and the orchestra and Good Earth.
Thank you.
was The Good Earth by Woody Herman and the band. The Good Earth seems to bear fruit in song. Goof and I. With Marianne McCall, but things have got to be a little bit different. Here she is to sing, "There'll Be Some Changes Made."
There'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea. But from now on, there'll be a change. Talking my name. There's nothing about
This is music by Woody Herman and the orchestra, coming to you from the Palladium in Hollywood, California.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging away. Helen O'Connell was born in Lima, Ohio in 1920 and grew up in Toledo. As a teenager, she was singing in local clubs and on the radio. In 1939, at 19, she was on tour with a band in New York City when she caught the ear of Jimmy Dorsey. She joined Dorsey's band and became a star. She married in 1943 and dropped out of music until her divorce in 1951. She resumed her career in music and was successful in TV. She passed away in 1993 at the age of 73. Three songs by Helen and the Dorsey Band are ready to go. I Bought a Wooden Whistle, Rodgers and Hearts, Love Never Went to College, and Are You Having Any Fun?
I wistfully wished for a whistle, one that's loud and shrill, you know, like policemen blow. I saved up every cent I got and finally went for the whistle. But in my haste to buy it, I forgot to try it. I bought a wooden whistle. It wouldn't whistle, darn wooden whistle, just wouldn't blow. Bought a wooden whistle, it wouldn't whistle. What the trouble was, I'll never know. Told the clerk it wouldn't work. Want a whistle, which'll whistle, says I. There's Willie, his'll whistle, this whistle is a fizzle. He just said, I'm sorry, goodbye. So I took the wooden whistle, that wouldn't whistle. Sadly, I wandered out of the store. Said instead of crying, I'll keep a trying. Doggone it, I'll blow some more.
Our heart.
Better have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever before you're old and gray. Still okay, have your little fun, son. Have your little fun.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz going on. Next up is Les Brown and his Band of Renown, as they were called. Doris Day will start this set off with I Can't Help It, and then two instrumentals, Just a Gigolo and Flip Lid.
Thank you.
You're swinging with Dr. Jazz. One of Benny Goodman's girl singers was Martha Tilton, who was known as the Lilton Miss Tilton. Here are three songs by Martha and the Goodman Band from the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City in 1937. Cole Porter's In the Still of the Night, I Want to Be in Winchell's Column, making reference to the vindictive gossip writer, and You Took the Words Right Out of My Heart.
You're listening to the music of Benny Goodman and his orchestra coming to you from the Manhattan Room in the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. Martha Tilton returns to the microphone to sing In the Still of the Night.
Making you mine, then he could say we'll middle eyelid and people that look like you. I want to be in Winchell's column. My, what a thrill that will be, with dots and dashes from coast to coast. You tell the world I love you most. You'll be back in a flash with a flash to say, to say that you were meant for me.
There's a little time left over on this program, so let's add the Sea Jam Blues by the Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1942.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.